Today is Chaf Hey Sivan, June 3rd, and we are holding Simen Tov Ayin Sif Gimel. Once again, the topic of discussion is that of fasting on Erev Pesach. Before we see Sif Gimel, there were just a few points I wanted to share with you, because the whole discussion we've seen so far we see from the words of the Mechaber, from the Ramah, from the Mishnah Brura, that we should be fasting. A Bechor should be fasting on Erev Pesach. But we know that's not the custom. What do? We have a Siyum of Masechta. And there, just to discuss a little of this Masechta, the making a Siyum, how much of the Masechta does one have to learn? If one takes a look at number 18, and those have the Dershu edition, it's all the way in the back, page 30. So there's around 7-8 paragraphs, which we're not going to see together, just to bring to your attention some points. Basically, you have to know, you can't just read up the words. You can't just read up the words, you don't know what you're saying. You have to know what the Gemara is talking about. Do you have to know Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and the Rishonim? That you don't have to do. However, there is an opinion that says you do have to know Rashi, you say Rashi, but as long as you, Rechaim Kinyevsky says, as long as you learn the Gemara and you know what Gemara is talking about, you can make your Siyum. What about a Siyum on one of the volumes of Tanakh? Bereishis, Shavos, Yeshua, Shoftim. Can you make a Siyum on that? So the answer is, if you learn it in depth, if you learn it with the Rishonim, then you can make it Siyum. You can't just read the words once again and translate the words and make your Siyum for Tanya's Bechayim. You'd have to learn that in depth.
Question. Some of the yes. Email material.
Another interesting question is, can a person fulfill his obligation? Let's say he's a Bechar. He's a firstborn. He has to be somewhere where there's no Siyum. Can he call in to the Siyum? Or let's call it nowadays, can you Skype into the Siyum? For the same matter, right? That's the question. And in number 21, they don't discuss Skyping, but for telephone it works, Skyping Kol Shekein. He says, V'lismaych al shmiyas ha-siyum b'telephone. To rely on listening to the Siyum by telephone. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, that b'shas ad-chak, k'goy misha iroloy o'inus, ven yochol hegiyo l'mokam ha-siyum. You can't get there. Let's say you're in the car, and you can't make it there. You can rely on listening to the Siyum through a telephone. Okay, so I wanted to share with you these few ha'aras. Now we'll begin with Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel says the Mechaber, Istanis mis'ane be'er Pesach k'dei sheyoichal matzah l'teyovin. An istanis. What is an istanis? An istanis is a person who's very particular. The city, he has to fast. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura that if he doesn't fast, it's not going to be good for him. Pirush, what is an istanis? Sif Katan Yur Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. Ish Mefunuk. He's a Mefunuk. It has to be exactly good for him, particular about certain things. Shim Yoichal Bayoim Ein Toiv Lecho Balaylo. That this person, if he eats by day, he will not have any appetite at night. Benira dimchol be'erev Pesach b'Shabbos ain't kedai lidchoy zegam yisud the Shabbos b'shvil zeh. If erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, he should not put aside the obligation of eating on Shabbos. Rak sheizor lechol ma'at, he should be careful to eat a little on Shabbos. And therefore, let's say today sud this mitzvah levad, he'll fulfill his obligation of the sud on Shabbos instead of having two portions of cholent, have half of a portion. Okay. That was Simen Tov Ayin. Now we are beginning Simen Tov Ayin Aleph. The halachas of Be'erev Pesach Achar Shor Asiris Osalech Pas. On Erev Pesach, after the 10th hour, it's forbidden to eat Pas. Now Pas does not necessarily mean bread. It refers to as matzah as well. And the Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Osir lechol pas mishaw asiris, it is forbidden to eat pas from the 10th hour of the day and on, ulamayla. What's the reason? Kidei sheyoichal matzah l'teyavoyin. so that when you will eat your matzah, you'll do it, you'll eat it with an appetite. But if you just had matzah previously, so you're not so excited, you're not interested in having it, not so much of an appetite. Person is permitted to eat fruits and vegetables, but he should not eat too much. We have once again the istanis, shafilo oichel ma'at mazik loy bachilosoi, hakol osir. An istanis, someone who, if he eats even a little amount of food, it will prevent him from eating at the Seder night, then he should not be eating even by an Erev Pesach. V'yayin ma'at lo yishteh mishum demitzat soid. A little wine he should not have because it will satiate him. If he wants to have a lot of wine, he can have a lot of wine. Because when he drinks a lot of wine, it encourages, it opens up the desire to have more food. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph. We said, Osilecho pas misha asiri sulamailo. Person should not eat pas. Hainu afilo matzah ashira. This refers to, yes? So the question is though, what about matzah ashira? Egg matzah. Ukilkame besif beis. So we're saying even egg matzah one should not be eating on Erev Pesach after the 10th hour non. Misha asiris. Hainu mitchilo shah revis. Acha chatzoy sayoim. The beginning of the fourth hour after Chatzoyis, after midday. Vafilo im hischil, right? So in other words, you have 6 hours and another 4 hours. That's you have the 10 hours. Vafilo im hischil echol poisek. Even if a person started eating, he should stop. Kevin shehischil beisser, because he started beisser. He started eating when he was not supposed to be eating, but he is permitted to have fruit. So the matzah he should not eat because he should have an appetite to eat the matzah. Well, you can't starve, so what should he be eating? Well, there's fruit, vegetables. Ma'at peres v'adin, bas v'dogim, so too he could have some meat and fish. Beyim and eggs as well, chai gavna. However, av mechamesha saminim shemavusha b'mei peres, aser desoid. But, in regards to the five grains that was cooked with fruit juice, he should aser, he says here, because it satiates the person, and we want to make sure that we have an appetite for the suda. Ayurakois, or vegetables. Bein chai, bein mevushel, it's not a problem to have raw vegetables or cooked vegetables, totally fine. Sif kodin hei, istinis shafilo oichel ma'at, and istinis, who if he would eat a little, he would be satiated, he should not eat, kumoy le'el, b'simen tof ayin, like we just said in Sif Gimel. Elish istinis dahasam hu afilo im yoicha babayker lo yucha lecho belayla letiyovin. The istinis that we discussed in Sif Gimel, in the previous simin, that istinis is an istinis that even if he would eat a little, he would not have an appetite at night. Vikan mayi b'istinis shim oichel misho asiris, that if he would eat from the 10th hour and on, ve'eloch shuv lo yucha lecho belayla letiyovin. This person would not have any room because he ate after the 10th hour of the day. Once again, we're discussing in the first line of the Mechaber, discussing not eating the matzah, Me'ikar Adin. Then we're discussing Sifkat and Vav, Mishum des Misa des Soid. We're saying that wine, if you have a little wine, now how do you define a little wine? You have to know that, what the experts say. A little wine satiates you. A lot of wine gets the juices going and opens up the appetite for more. So, Mishum des Misa des Soid, the Mistabra de Pachas Mikois, he says, less than a cup, how big is the cup is also a question. Al koponim miroiv kois loisoi the shari will not satiate the person, and that is permissible. Yes. Sifkon zayin, that's number 7. Yayin harbe ushte koisoi shorivias oirubon yesh lachshoiv laharbe vishari. So, how much is a lot of wine that he'd be permitted to drink because it arouses his taiva for food? That's 2 cups worth of wine, of a revius of wine, or the majority of the cup, then that would be allowed. Geirer, and then it wakes up the juices, arouses the juices to eat more food. Mikol mokoyim, as Neil pointed out, lo yishte kol kach anshiyas soveya, don't drink so much that he'll be satiated. Kivada yikalkal taivis amaychol, because he will not be full anymore. He will not have a desire to eat anymore. He won't have an appetite. Vigam yuchal ishtaker. He's about the mitzvah salayla. We have to remind ourselves that Pesach is a month after Purim. Purim is when we get shikur. We're not discussing those halachas now, but that's so. If a person is shikur on Pesach, he won't be able to do the mitzvahs of the night. So that's what he's saying. Also, we have to chacham eina beroishoy. The chacham has to, you know, the chacham from Manishtana, right? He has to make sure that he can fulfill the mitzvahs of the night. Okay, let's continue now with Sif Beis. Bekoidim sho asiris muter lechol matzah ashira. Before the 10th hour, mi'ikir hadin now, a person is permitted to eat egg matzah, according to the Mechaber. Hagos says drama, ava matzah shi yoitzim bo belaylo, asurim lechol kol yoim arbasar. The matzah that one fulfills his mitzvah with at the night of Pesach, he cannot eat that matzah the whole day of the 14th of Erev Pesach. Before we turn the page, let's see in the bottom over here in Sifkat and Tes in the Mishnah Brura. V'koidim sho asiris, before the 10th hour of the day, one is permitted to motalecho matzah ashir, one can have the egg matzah. Achein, however, im yedeya sheyimashich su'udosoy v'soich sho asiris, if you know that your meal will continue into the 10th hour, then lo yaschi lechol afilo koidim tishiyus. You should not begin even by the 9th hour, because you'll be, even though you're beginning when it's permissible, but you'll continue when it's not permissible. So you should not start at that time. Matzah ashira. What is matzah ashira? We've discussed this in the past. Egg matzah, or haynu shini loish b'mei peiris. We discussed the many simanim. Any matzah that was kneaded with flour and not water, but flour and other fruit juices or honey or anything else falls into the category of may peiris. Ulahochi mutalechol kevin shein yoitzim bazeh yidei matzah balayla. So why can you eat it? Why are you permitted to eat it before the 10th hour? Because you cannot use this matzah at the Seder night. Kimavor b'simin tasamach beis, as we learned earlier. Ein sham b'mishnah brura da'afilu losh b'mayim, even if you knead it with water, v'eirav bo k'tzas me'peiris, and then you combine some fruit juice in it, nami ein yoitzin ba mishum matzo kol shetam me'peiris nirgosh ba, you also do not fulfill ein yoitzin ba mishum matzo your chiyuv of matzo, because you have, if there's a me'peiris, if there's the fruit juice or the egg matzo taste in this matzo, then you cannot fulfill your chi of your obligation of having matzah of the Seder night with such matzah. Vim kain, if so, le'inyan Erev Pesach, in regards to Erev Pesach, mutter b'achila, it's mutter to eat it, the havi gam kain matzah ashira, because this matzah, which was made with fruit juice or any other meperus, it's considered to be matzah shira, and you're allowed to have it before the 10th hour. V'ayin shom b'sevdal v'aga, the medinas elu einoigin lolosh b'mei peiros. Earlier we said from the Ramah that we have the custom not to use mei peiros at all. And he says in number 5, the dirshu, the reason is because we're concerned that mei peiros by themselves are machmits, will cause it to ferment. In the right column, number 5. In the middle of the page. And another reason he says, Shechoshim Shema Nisarvu Ma'at Mayim B'Mei Peiros. We're concerned maybe a little water got mixed up with the Mei Peiros, with the fruit juice. And in such a case, it's going to hasten the fermentation process. So we want to avoid any Mei Peiros. So we said in the Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that the Ramah tells us, Ava matzah shi yoitzim ba balaylo asurim lechol, kol yoim arbasar. Matzah that one would use on the night of Pesach, he cannot eat that on the whole day of the 14th. Asum nacho midrabanan. Midrabanan, they said it's also to eat it. So Rabbi Joel, this is what we're saying here, where this is a, in Mamish and Isser, the Rabbanan, to eat it on Erev Pesach. Kideshia heker la'achil also be'erev, that they should be recognized, well, I'm going to be eating matzah at night, and we'll see, it'll be l'teyavon. Now, in Sifkad Yud Beis, we get to the Minhagim. Hainu, so he says, kol yoy middala, the whole day, the 14th, we don't eat matzah. When does the day begin? Mi'amur ha-shachar, from the morning. One might think it starts the night before. The Mishneh Berurah brings it starts from the morning. Number 7, they bring from the Sfarad Shepoiskim that it does start from the night before, according to them. Not to have Mi'ikra Din now, not Midrabanan, not to have any matzah. V'yesh noyagim shaloy lecho matzah me'Rosh Chodesh. And here's the minhag. Many have the minhag not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the night of the Seder. V'kosu achreinim, the achreinim write, the matzah nefucha, a kefula, matzah which is nefucha, which was swollen, which we learned earlier, or kefula, which was folded over. If you had the matzah, which baked and folded over, which we said you should not be using that matzah for the Seder, because maybe it didn't bake well, and chametz, it might be chametz stick. Ashe machmirim ba l'choshva kechametz, even though we're machmir to view it as chametz, it's also to eat it from Amud HaShachar and on. It has the status of matzah. This matzah kefula, the folded over matzah, or the swollen matzah, has the halachic, it's a taste like matzah. So we want to make sure that you don't have the taste of matzah, so we should not eat matzah kefula or nefucha. I just want to share with you a Igros Moshe, number 8, Rav Moshe Feinstein, tells us, that's the second column, he's in the Dirshu edition, that in regards to the minug of not having matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he says as follows, Shekeven shenogu kideyos she'osu lecho matzah, oid koidem shenesu hachomets b'achil. As Rav Joel pointed out, no one's eating matzah on the day of the 14th. And the reason for that is because we're noyheg, we have the custom. I'm reading from here, Phil, from this edition. It's not in the number 8 over here by you. So he says, "Shenago kedeyos she'also we are custom ourselves like it's also to eat matzah even before koydim shenesar chametz b'achila, before it's even also to eat the after the chametz is also to eat it. Hayamakum lesser achilas matzah kvar mishloshim yom koydim pesach. It would make sense to say." It will be forbidden to eat the matzah 30 days before. That there are those who have that minug, not to eat matzah 30 days. That means when? It means Purim. Purim, you're not eating matzah anymore. From the time they start learning the halachas of Pesach. However, he says, Shloi rotzu la'triach kolkach ala tzibor, lachein al koponim hen higu she'ein oich le'matzah m'rosh chodesh nisan. He says, the minog is not implemented for everyone that you should not have from Purim on. Because that might have been too big of a tircha. Maybe you want to say, what's the tircha? Just think about it. Think about it. You have shalosh shudas, so you go to shul, so the person comes in late, is missing the bulkel, and then you need the matzah. So what are you going to do? Not eat the matzah? I'm just making a joke about it. I'm saying, but in all seriousness, we're saying there's too much of a tircha, that's why the minig was not from the 30 days. However, he does conclude that there are those yichidim, there are those that do have a minig not to have matzah a whole 30 days before Pesach. Yes, others as well have such minhagim. Choshev minhagim, not to eat matzah a whole 30 days. And the truth is, after 30 days is a davar chadash. We make a kiddush levana, a whole new 30 days. 30 days is a new point. I'm not saying to make a shachiyon every 30 days in the Danish. That's not my point. But there is a excitement of that 30 days, so there's definitely room for this Chosh of Minog of 30 days. All right, we'll stop here for today. Mr. Shem, tomorrow, continue with the Mishnah Brura, with the Ramah rather, in Sif Beis.